everybody.
Track 3 row not selected.
Sorry if you heard that. This is the Stephen D. podcast. That was a very weird speech mistake. As you can see, I'm not very professional. Alright, so, anyway. Sorry I haven't done one of these in a while.
Skype alerts.
You know what? Hold on.
Skype online stat.
What's going on? Warning.
I was just changing
Skype
my status to do not disturb.
News.
Sorry about that, guys. Anyway, let's get on with all this podcast instead of this nonsense. So this is Stephen D. Podcast, episode 18. And here, I have a few things planned. Well, not just me. Danny's here as well.
And hello.
Yes. As you know, if you've been reading my blog, Danny is one of my really close friends, even though I don't see him. In both ways, I don't see him with my eyes, and I don't visit him. But, yes. Anyway, on this podcast, here's how it's going to work. First, I'm going to tell you about announcements, which includes the status of Trash and S-Quad Word. Then we have the interesting segment where we're going to talk about Danny's website that I set up, because I'm awesome like that. And then we're going to have the game of the day. And look, I know we've already played Swamp. Don't quit this podcast just because we're playing Swamp again. But the reason I'm doing that is because Danny and I wanted to play it. Because unfortunately, it's about to go paid, and although I have the chance of being able to pay for it, I don't know if he will. Right, Danny?
No, I don't think I will be able to.
So, want to give him as much playtime as possible, and Swamp is a fun game. Who can disagree with that? Anyway, moving on. We got another tech tip. This is kind of more or less a warning, telling you basically to, Danny's going to be telling you that you, something interesting about your sleeping pattern when
you're
a programmer. Don't tell him yet, this isn't the tech tip.
Okay.
But, anyway, after the tech tip, well, you know, the sad part, the end of the podcast. Anyway, let's get this show on the road, and let's have Danny tell us about his website.
Okay, can you move back from your microphone a little bit? Because it's slightly...
Is this,
Skype's still fading you in and out.
Oh, all right. But can you understand me?
Barely. Anyway, so on the subject of the website, well, see, I program games, much like Steven here. And in fact, I'm the one who introduced him to Pure Basic.
Yes,
and all this game programming. So, and also, if you're wondering, I'm the one who created the deathmatch game that was shown previously on the podcast.
Yep, remember, you guys, I told you about that. So basically, Danny is reality gaming. He's the owner of it.
Oh yeah, okay. And Danny,
I was just making sure I sounded okay to you.
Okay, yeah, you sound better now.
Okay.
Hang on. Okay.
Anyway, tell us about reality gaming.
So, this company, basically, it surpassed what DM was. We're in the production of a fully accessible snowboarding game. First, actually, for the blind, called Snow Race. And Steven here has been one of the testers in playing it.
Yes, and excuse me. Since this is Swamping with Steve 205, I think episode 3, 4, 5, 18, 19, 20, 22, we will have a demo of Snow Race. And by the way, if you hear chirping in the background, I've heard complaints about that before, not from you guys directly, but from the main menu radio show for the blind. I tried to review something for them, but I couldn't do it because chirping and people talking. You won't hear people talking right now, but the chirping, it is my fire alarm battery. But I think I can go somewhere that will resolve that, and you won't hear it. if not at all, not as much. But anyway, yes, Danny is programming Snow Race. It's actually a very cool game. It's multiplayer. You have also you offline character, except I think I'm going to let Danny tell you about that game because he knows all the ins and outs, unlike me.
Even though you do attribute it to being very fun.
Yes, it is very fun.
So, basically, the offline is you can pick one of several writers. Where there's two currently, since no one has voiced other writers, but we hope to add more. And each has their own stats. And basically, you pick one, you pick a board, and you can take them through a series of tracks, trying to build up your rank and dollars, which actually can be very fun, especially pulling off tricks on the slopes. And I started this project because I went back and looked through the audio games industry and found that most, and I was actually shocked to know this, but most of the audio games deal with first-person shooters or have some form of fighting involved. So basically, that was the aim of Snow Race, was to kind of like create like an extreme sports title because it's sort of new to the audiogames.net community, and also to kind of get away from the whole, you know, beat-em-up type thing.
And indeed, Snow Race has done a very good job of doing that.
Skype alert, Chris Bruin.
Unlike most games, it does not have fighting in it at all. It's a fantastic racing game. And Danny, you got any more to say about it, like multiplayer and stuff?
We would demo multiplayer, but we're still in the process of completing race events. Sorry to the people who are awaiting Beta 3 listening to this podcast. You'll have to wait until it's fully finished. And Freeride, we would demo that, but it's a little bit hard to explain because it's fast-paced. It isn't like a game where you could stop your snowboard.
No, it does not have a pause button. It's just like, go, 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 or you're gonna fall off a drop-off and die and eat some snow.
By the way, that's not die, as in literally die.
Yeah, you're not literally gonna bust your head open and spill your brains out. You're just gonna eat some snow. That's it. So if you like snow for dinner, go ahead and do that.
And the website, do you want to give the website?
Yes. The website is realitygaming.usa.cc. And I assume you know how to spell that because it's just realitygaming.usa.cc. Basically, all that's on there right now is the homepage, a projects page, I believe.
No, it's a title. It's a page for each title, which...
Yes.
To answer, there is a DM3 section up there because since Kyle of Chaos Solutions took over DM2... But we won't be demoing that. We won't be demoing that until much later because it's way behind in development. So,
and let me tell you, it's going to be pretty scary when we demo it. It makes some very scary noises, and the environment sounds are beyond awesome. They're like, if you put your headphones on and listen to it. Sorry about the pop when I said P against the microphone. That so anyway. Whenever we demo this on the podcast, it's going to be much more than it is now. But if you put on your headphones and listen to it, you will... I'm recording a podcast and talking to Danny. It will be very scary because it like has the sounds of infected infected alien things on it, and then part of the ship corroding, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
listen to that on a dark night.
sort of off topic, but we forgot to mention, we were supposed to have another guest here in the form of a cat, but she's currently looking out the window and ignoring us.
Yeah.
We were going to try and get her to say hi to you guys.
She's recordophobic.
Nevaeh, do you want to come say hi? No? Fine.
Anyway, let me finish telling you about the website. As Danny said, it has a page for each title, And as I said, it's got the homepage, then it's got the blog page where Danny's posting updates about his games. Sometimes I might post on there since I am, like, an administrator of the site, and I will be hopefully implementing a discussion forum. If I do that, I will post up there and say, hey, what's up, people? I added the discussion forum. Hope you enjoy it. I'll go do some talking. Something similar to that. And I will also make a contact page, but I think I already made one.
Yeah, you made one. I just haven't gotten to editing it yet.
I already did that. I already made the form and everything.
Oh, good.
Yes. So, anyway, that's basically it with the website. It is very awesome. Go check it out. Once again, realitygaming.usa.cc. Hopefully, me and Danny will do some reviews or playthroughs or gameplays of Snow Race and DM3 and whatever other title he may produce and put it up there. But until then, you'll have to play the games yourself. Check out their awesomeness. Now, time for our game of the day. Or you have nothing else to say, right, Danny? Do you have anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Game of the day is Swamp. And I guess Danny's saying that because he's eager to play some Swamp like me. Let's
go kill some zombies.
In this view. Yes.
Swamp.
WP.
Fading out backslash. Again.
Oh, sorry. It's not my fault.
Why does Skype always have to do this?
Unknown invisible focus.
But it's a good thing it's not doing it on your end, because that would ruin the whole podcast.
News,
and
Skype crashed. Danny, untie welcome desktop icons.
I could always
welcome,
use the mute button, but I'm not going to.
You've put in over 17 hours, 5 minutes. Play X Multi.
Yes, 17 hours and 5 minutes. And that is because it reset itself when I downloaded Swamp Tide.
Connecting to master server. This connection to the server
oh,
is
yeah.
sponsored by donations
yeah,
from SLJ.
Yeah, which Swamp Tide is not up anymore.
Yeah, so let's go to channel 92.
Let's channel 92, miscellaneous.
Okay.
Speak type care. Okay. You do not have any sport rifle.
Oh, yeah.
MP5
equipped. Where are you
okay,
at,
yeah. Safe zone, and we got a feasting for you guys today, because we've got some zombies. Hang on.
Yes.
Let me get this one.
Uh-oh.
First five.
Oh, get away.
Goodbye, zombie. Hey, where do you think you're running to?
I'm running to the market to get myself some brains.
No, that zombie.
Yeah, I know, that's sick. He's going to the brain market.
Oh, crap.
Let's search around this area.
Oh. MP5 burst fire equipped.
Did that hurt your non-existent brain?
Zombies don't have brains.
Yeah, they actually do. They just don't work. All they want to do is walk around, shamble around, and eat stuff.
Hey, look, it's Rush Creek. Where are you going?
I am currently trying to kill this...
And east.
Zombie
east
that's...
south.
Behind a wall.
Zero loaded and 100.
For those of you starting out on Swamp, if you want a good time killing zombies, head to the bridge.
Yes. But I believe I covered that in my Swamp review, which I will link to in the show notes. Mentioned it.
Hi, where did you come from?
South.
Oh, is that Luke?
South. You have found 20
Ooh.
Rounds of... You have
Splashy.
Found
Please tell me I'm a medkit. Yep.
Oh,
nine
yeah.
loaded and...
You know, I'd actually have much more things if my stuff had gotten smashed. Ow.
What happened? You are wearing the leather jacket
this.
Of the football helmet.
Did we ever demo the mission? Oh yeah, the trophy. Also. I was gonna say, did we ever demo... Like, did you ever demo the mission?
Yeah, remember I did a mission with somebody. Oh, get that
31 points.
What about last man standing missions?
No, we haven't done one before. I don't have 1,000 reputation to lead one right now, do I?
You have 286 reputation.
No, I have 286, though.
You do not.
That's efficient.
I have 5589 reputation, but I need to be at level 8 to do it.
Idiot.
Hang on, guys. We have a few immature zombies. Get over here.
Yes, and if you hear me swinging my axe over and over again, it's because this bunch of zombies here.
Hey, look, it's trying to cross the bridge.
You have found 30
rounds. No. Not on my watch.
Uh-oh.
You have found 30
rounds. Oh, crap. Zombie K9.
Danny, he has a... You can't hear him playing, but you can hear me. And I got my MP5. And I'm about to blast.
I'm going back into...
12.4%.
Oh, crap.
I'm
fixing to really die.
Don't worry, so am I.
Hey, west, buddy.
And north.
Hey!
And west.
How did you make it? How did you make it across
south.
Brush Creek?
S east. S south. S.
I don't know, but I...
West and north. And
I was talking east. To the zombie. 9 that
point.
Just appeared out of random.
I know, but I'm fixing to die.
Axe equipped.
Make sure I have the safe zone. And
burst
I'm
five.
Axe. Close to the safe zone.
4 point.
You idiot. Zombie.
Oh, hi. Okay. You can be nice.
East. What if it doesn't like being nice?
Holy...
Don't be cussing on the podcast.
You
I
have
wasn't
coordinates
cussing.
372, 212.
Yes. Don't worry. We weren't cussing.
I know, just Danny has cussing tendencies.
Not my fault. What do you expect when you looked around games? Whoa! That came out of random. Okay, let's
north and
let's
west
head back
and north
to the safe zone. You know,
and
it's
east.
Getting too crowded for my liking. Ooh, what's this?
If I get hit and one more time, I'm gonna be so dead.
You have 300. You are
would
a
you like some? Would you like a medical kit?
142.
Oh, I'm
west.
About to have one. Yes, I'm in the house.
Holy crap!
Met.
Yay!
Met. Request pound. Request pound. Request pound. Request placed. One moment.
There.
One.
But medkits, load them up.
Just let us see
that guy.
Your slow.
Heal.
You're
that guy
64 points, which is.
I have 84 health now.
84%.
Yes, that was.
Crack him off. And 30 loaded and 100.
I don't know how I pulled that off. I just got
that
straight
guy.
To the safe zone.
I got a friend branding Satori.
Oh, zombie! S-E. It
south.
Wants to come outside and play. Don't
south.
You, zombie?
Yes, I do. But
there
can I have some braids while I play?
No, you just got S-West. Three bullets.
Let's S-go to the safe zone.
Oh yeah.
South.
So I need to get my weapons back after I got murdered.
PWND.
83.
What did you get owned?
No, that zombie did.
Oh, I can't move.
Down goes the zombie.
East.
I can't move.
You're paralyzed.
I know. Okay, there we go.
Oh, you tyrant! Tyrant! There it goes. Dang. Dude, I just owned that
current
zombie.
Location is Kerrigan Ave and Double West.
It's Kerrigan Avenue.
Let me in.
Where are you at?
I'm trying to get in the safe zone. There we go. Where are the guards?
One Browning.
Oh, Browning Satori. Hello?
Scatter shot.
That hurt. He died. Bad zombie. Bad zombie. Go die somewhere. Dang.
Axe.
Oh yeah. So we're gonna do this until I get to the safe zone, because of course this is the podcast. But Danny, don't be upset, because we can play right after.
And double west, S W south.
Like, I know how much you want to have your brains eaten.
S west.
But
I don't want my brains eaten.
Oh, is it loot? Loot?
You don't get it.
Too bad, because...
You have found one med kit.
I just got a med kit.
S-E-S-N-E.
I'll be having that ball cap, thank you.
N-E-S.
Oh, look who decided to come and say hi.
S-E-S.
Who?
S-S-West.
Nevaeh, come here. Sorry, it appears... we were going to have our key come over here and say hi to us. And say hi to viewers.
Are these zombies wanting to be shot from the bridge? Okay. My pleasure.
No, don't shoot them from the bridge. What did they ever do to you?
They tried to go after my brains. They were just waiting for me to get off the bridge.
Come off the bridge, sir. We run free. Oh, what
too
the?
Bad. You just got killed.
The sound just stopped.
It did?
Now it's back.
Can you still hear me, though?
Yeah. Okay. I mean swamp sound.
Oh.
3 loaded and 41 total, and double west.
Okay, time to head towards the safe zone again.
At
I'm, like, not rushing north. Towards it. I'm just kind of dilly-dallying my way over there. If
okay.
I find a zombie, it's getting killed.
I have enough.
Oh, you're buying something?
Well, I was.
At W.
Got an MP5.
West.
Got a
west.
Winchester.
At W. North. At east.
Got a Browning. I'm in the safe zone. All right.
What ammo does the Browning Satori take? Oh, there we go.
Shotgun shells.
Those are loaded.
It's time for you to do the tech tips.
What? Oh.
Tell me, escape
main
my
menu.
Swamp.
Exiting the game.
That okay. was very fun, people.
Newscast intro.
I'm exiting right now.
Alright.
Sorry, zombies. You'll have to wait to snack on our brains in a minute.
Okay, so here we go with the tech tips. Let's have Danny.
Okay, what was the tech tip?
You were going to talk about how programming can affect your sleeping patterns.
Hang on. Nevaeh, I'm not letting you out till you come and say hi.
He really wants that cat.
No, she was clawing at the door. Come here.
Oh, and guys, I'll do the announcement section at the end since I was an
okay,
idiot.
Okay, you do the tech. You do the tech tip really quick while I go let this cat out.
Okay, guys. So Danny was going to do the tech tip, but not anymore because he's going to go let his cat out. But I guess he can be part of it when he gets back. So, you know, when you get into programming, if you're like Danny especially, it can affect your sleeping patterns. Because Danny especially finds it hard to hop off the computer and start programming. I mean, stop programming and go to bed. So, we came here to tell you to be careful of that. You know, set a time limit for yourself. Set an alarm like, okay, I need to get off right now and go to bed. Otherwise, you'll end up like Danny, going to bed at 9:30 in the morning and getting up at 5-something at night.
By the way, that is not a mistake either. That is not an exaggeration. That is
he
actually
did
true.
That today.
Yes, in fact, as we talk, it is 7:53. Doesn't feel like it because the sun's still up.
It's only 6:53 where I live. What time does the sun go down in Florida?
I have no idea. It goes down whenever it wants.
Probably around 8-something. Anyway,
okay.
Do you have anything else to say?
Nope.
Alright, so be wary of your sleeping patterns. Don't get too addicted. Like Danny, I'm pointing my finger at you, at the computer, because
yes.
Even though you probably can't see it. Anyway, so, just take that into mind, and I guess we will now exit the podcast. This has been episode 18 of the Stephen D. Podcast, albeit a very late episode 18, but who cares? I recorded it. Awesome. Now, you gonna say goodbye to the people, Danny?
Goodbye.
Yep, he said goodbye, so goodbye.
And the kitty says meow to you too, so.
Yes. I would say the same about my cat, but he's not over here. Anyway, goodbye. I hope you all have a nice weekend. This has been Stephen and Danny on the Stephen D. Podcast. We will see you next time.